Hello, dear student. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and today we are going to talk on Chapter 4, absolutely new topic for you. We will take into consideration various types of tourism. In my previous lectures, I have already said and gave you some hint about it. So we will today learn on the types of tourism, how the different type of tourisms are there. What is the learning objective? What we will learn in this chapter is the purposes behind tourism and accordingly the different types of tourism. So this is what our objective would be, the purposes behind tourism and how different type of tourism have emerged out of this different setting. So purpose of tourism, with the changing time, now today people travel for different reasons. Or traveling is characterized by wide range of motivations. Traditionally, if you look, for example, from Indian perspective, there were tourists coming into India for getting knowledge about the religion here. This is the birthplace of Buddhism, Jainism, various religions. But in the traditional time period, for example, tourists like Hyunsong came here to learn about the country's culture, the history, and also the knowledge behind this country. So reasons are different, and people keep traveling for various reasons. It is characterized by wide range. What motivates them? Like Hyunsong came to India to learn about Indian religious perspective, about Buddhism here, birthplace of Buddha. The famous another world traveler, Ibn Battuta, came to India to learn about India's various civilization here, different culture here. As India was known, the golden sparrow. So people came here for various reasons. It includes leisure and recreation, visiting friends and relatives, health, VFR, as it is known, visiting friends and relatives, health, religion, education, business, and professional work, to broadly sum up them. There are many, many. For example, health could count for various type of health reasons. Specific type of a treatment which is available in a particular country. Likewise, visiting friends and relatives. People go down to Dubai to meet their friends. They meet their relatives. People from Indian family trees in India come to India. For example, those who are now Canadian, American, Australian, and have their family tree here would come to India to meet them. And so on and so forth. Religion, for which the initial travel was happening in India. People were coming to India. And likewise, for religion, people travel to, say, for example, Muslims go for Hajj to Mecca. Or I gave example of Sikh going to Nankana Sahib in Pakistan, birthplace of Guru Nanak Ji. And likewise, Christians traveling to St. Peter's Square for religious travel, and so on and so forth. So these are various purposes of tourism. Broadly, we are looking. As we saw, under every different head or purposes, there are quite variety of, again, tourism picking up in accordance with one's liking. The means of transport have become varied and faster. Along with the growth of tourism, with the need and the requirement to move faster because of the short span of disposable time available with us, people have preferred to use faster mode of transport. Even the traditional mode of transport have improved drastically in the previous years. So transport has become faster and new tourist emergence, and people travel greater distance because of the faster. We have fast trains. We have better roads now. where a more quality vehicle with better speeds are now available. Another important force driving the growth within the industry is the growth and expansion of the middle class. We have been seeing that India is continuously recording the growth of middle class. We currently account approximately 450 million middle class people, the highest middle class group anywhere in the world, that can support any industry to flourish and grow continuously. Like, for example, from tourism perspective, if you see, though international tourism is not happening and much of international tourists aren't coming in our country for due to COVID, but the middle class group is supporting our tourism industry in India. The hotels, the tourist destination, the flights are almost reaching to the same level of number of passengers as they recorded before the start of COVID and the closure of flight level is reaching. Now we are running almost 70 to 80% of the same level that we had in 2019, especially for domestic flights. So all that are the various purposes of tourism we are seeing, and of course purposes and modes of transport. According to the WTO, United Nations World Tourism Organization, 2020 edition, traveling for leisure and by air dominates international tourism. Obviously, leisure travel, getting out of your environment, motivating you to go out of your day-to-day activities, see the world, see various tourist destinations, is dominating. And the share of leisure travel has grown from 50 to 55% in. So leisure travel is always booming up. The share of air travel has increased from 46% in the year 2000 versus 2000. It has gone to 59%. You can see an increase of almost 13%. Yeah, almost 13% increase. Well, the share of land transport has decreased. So from 49 to 35%, what does it suggest? That people are having lesser time at their disposal. Flights are, because of the availability of low-cost carrier, the airfare has become within the reach of even a normal middle-class person. And it has decreased. More people are taking up air travel in comparison. It has dropped, as you can see, almost 14% from the comparative figures of 2000. So within 19 years, it has dropped almost 15% by use of domestic. So people prefer. Why? Because we have less time available at our disposal and air travel has become comparatively cheaper than it used to be before. We look here as inbound tourism, leisure travel, leisure recreation is accounting for 55% for inbound tourism as a visit. 55%, almost more than half of the travelers who do are leisure traveler. Then, of course, VFR, which is visiting friends and relatives, health, religion, other things account for 28%. So almost 28% goes to the share of VFR and religious. Business is 11%. Of course, during COVID, the business travel is almost on a standstill. It is very slowly moving, especially international business traveler are limited at the moment because of the arrival of online platform, virtual activities through various virtual meetings, webinars. That purpose is solved to some extent, but also because there are no international flights available at the moment other than the bubble flights, which are operating on a limited capacity with very high fare, especially last minute fare, because limited flights are operating as well special arrangement. So business travel is 11 and not specified is also 6%, where people did not share for what reason they are traveling. They are very limited, just at 6%. So if you see, still the major share of travel is for leisure, fun, pleasure. The mode of transport drastically up 59%. Yes, 59% is the mode of transport. People prefer to go by air. Inbound tourism we are talking now. And then, of course, people 35% use by road, by a source of water. Now, these are not necessarily the figure for India. These are the international figure that are observed. Water mode of transport, like using ship or using major rivers, lakes where water transport is available. Say, for example, North India, a lot of people use water as mode of transport to cross Ganga or Brahmaputra River. They go from one important city to another by water transport. This were example from India, and likewise, Danube River, Shen River, Volga River, or rivers in Brazil, Amazon, Nile River, which is a lifeline of Egypt. More the transport use as a mode of transport, 5% people use that mode of transport. Then basic tourism product offering, what is offered? We have seen leisure trips, business tourism, VFR, and other miscellaneous. So these are the various products offered in accordance with this. Now, as we have seen, over 50% are leisure travelers. Obviously, these leisure travelers, the products offered would be more to leisure travelers because they dominate the market. They are in number exceeding 50%. So for them, it will be leisure trip. Then business tourism, that is currently not moving at whatever speed that was in 2019 in India. Domestically, yes, business travelers are moving around, people traveling from Hyderabad to Bangalore, from Bangalore to Delhi, Mumbai to Ahmedabad. Business travelers are going. There are various business functions and exhibitions that have started happening. Various banqueting are happening because for that, the business tourism products are also offered. And of course, visiting friends and relatives, because people stayed at their homes during COVID and they wanted to travel. So to meet relatives, to meet the friend who are staying far away from them, people have started traveling. And then other miscellaneous travel that is happening. So leisure trip, nothing but spending time with family for relaxation at a holiday spot or tourist. So leisure trip is basically you get out of your own residence, you travel somewhere, again you go with your family, or you stay forgetting your day-to-day normal activities which you day. So if you are working, then 9-to-5 working. If you are into a business, then normal business activities. Just you would like to relax. So that type of a leisure trip or activity wherein people or tourists have to move from one place to another place. In leisure trip, obviously, you come out of your own residential area. So say if you stay in Mumbai, if you take a leisure trip to Goa, then you have gone out of Mumbai to go to Goa. It is referred to as a traveling, and people travel to enjoy and be personally away from their busy work schedule. So you put a stop to your normal activities and you go into leisure and fun. Holiday trips, the main purpose of the leisure trip that involves travel is relaxation. Obviously, when you travel for a leisure, you would like to relax. You would like to rest. You would like no 9-to-5 sort of a schedule where you get up, you go, you take your car out, you go for a train, bus, whatever that you use for your mode of transport, that you would avoid, you take a rest, you don't go into time schedule as you normally do for your business. So you relax, and obviously some sort of enjoyment in form of fine dining, in form of relaxation, beachcombing, whatever you have taken as your leisure trip, you would like to enjoy. Such trips are called holidays. Most of holidays are taken in family group, couples, or with groups of friends. This is general trend, but there are huge number of even solo travelers, those who travel alone. Because of the advancement of internet and technologies, there are many travelers who love to take and travel solo. Family groups, when we talk of, there are recorded number of family travel, those who meet on cruise. For example, Golden Jubilee of married couple, and they would invite the grandpa and grandmom would invite grandchildren, children, all they meet at one place, say on a cruise, and they go on a holiday. So that's another way of holidaying. Such trips are called the holidays, most taken in the family group. Sometimes people may choose to go on holiday by themselves to be on their own. I gave you this example, solo travel, on their own, without buying any of the packages. You are aware of a destination, or at least you would book a transfer from airport to hotel if you are going to a new destination. And then you explore. Maybe you arrive first day, relax, put your feet up, relax for a time, and then afternoon, go to city for shopping, for strolling, beachcombing, walking on the beach, whatever. Perhaps to meet new friends. And of course, you make new friends. You see, you have your vision. You try to meet people. And also, sometimes people may choose to go on holiday by themselves. The majority of the holiday lasts less than 2 weeks. Majority of the people take less than 2 weeks for a holiday simply because they have other commitment. Of course, there are travelers who prefer to travel on a longer trip. Say someone coming to Mumbai or say India for that matter would be traveling for a longer time. Because India is such a vast country, they would like to see great detail. And they come on a specific holiday and travel here on a longer time period so that they can experience north to south, to east to west. And this is the best way of seeing India. But overall, a holiday is 2 weeks, not more than that, as the medium number of days people take, the mean, less than 2 weeks. Okay, then short breaks. As the name suggests, the destination needed is short and is about less than a week, 4 days, 5 nights, or 5 days, 6 nights, depending on how you take. Sometimes even 2 nights, 3 days, including the time of travel that you take. Generally, international destination prefer to travel in the night so that they save cost of one night stay in a hotel, and they arrive, they spend the time on a flight, they arrive early morning, clear their customs, immigration, go to the hotel, reach by 10:30, 11, wait for some time and check in around whatever 2 o'clock or 12:30, 1 o'clock, whatever check-in time the hotel gives. So short trips. These are becoming more popular as second holidays. So people are taking, those who travel and have disposable income, prefer two holidays in a year. They take 2 holidays in a particular year. One could be a longer holiday, 10 to 15 days, and one short holiday just for a weekend, combining it with some long weekend. The second holiday are always short breaks. In this case, people choose to spend 2 or 3 days away from home, so they come out of their stress, their normal work and stay just 2-3 days, combining it, as I said, a weekend with one extra holiday, and just come on back with fully charged up. This may be taken on a weekend or maybe midweek. It is preferred as people may not have that much time to take 1 week long holiday. This is the case in case if you are not given. Many corporate are also preferring to offer holiday in this pattern so that there is no much of loss by work of someone who has gone on a holiday and a long break of 1 full month or 20 days. So they give them break in 2 intervals, one short, one long. So utilization is there. And also you get 2 second holiday. City breaks are also become more common. As their name suggests, a city break is a short holiday of 2 or 3 nights taken to a city which has many tourist attraction and facilities. Few airlines were promoting these type of a break, especially if you are taking a connecting flight with the same airline going to your final destination. Say you are taking Cathay Pacific airline and going to somewhere in Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, Korea from Mumbai. So you connect at Bangkok and take a break 2 nights, city break, or you are taking Emirates Airline going to New York or in somewhere in Canada or South Africa, then a stop at Dubai and take 2 days break in Dubai Sea tourist attraction. So these type of city break were offered by airline with their own packages, combined packages, which means you buy a line ticket and you also buy a city break for a transit city and likewise. So 2 popular destinations of city break in Maharashtra, now we take an example, are Mumbai and Pune. Both have some tourist attraction and plenty of things for tourists to do. Also, they are both very easy to get. Tourists from India can travel to these locations by air, road or rail. So people say someone coming from Delhi and would like to go to Goa, possibly they would take a short break in Mumbai, a city break in Mumbai. If the airline is not available directly from Delhi to Goa, just an example, say Vistara, you are taking Delhi, Mumbai, and then Mumbai, Goa on Vistara. This is just an example. So instead of, there is no visa issue for domestic travel. So obviously people will take a break into Mumbai and onward go to Goa. Those who have time at their disposal. Of course, if you are a business traveler and leisure is not your prime thing, you would need to take a flight that is faster and non-stop so that you utilize your full time for your business traveling. But we were talking about leisure trip, so these type of examples can be picked up. Now, business tourism, what includes, again, as I was saying, business travel, single traveler possibly is going to attend a meeting or conference or exhibition. The mass scale is known as MICE. MICE, M-I-C-E, stand for meeting, incentives, conference, exhibition or events. So that is the abbreviated form for MICE, which is again a business travel. So you could go there for attending a business meeting, you can attend a conference, you could attend any exhibition happening anywhere in the world or anywhere within India. You have come all the way to attend that particular exhibition. Say textile exhibition happening somewhere in China and textile industry related people from Gujarat would like to go and be part of it. So they would pick up this as a business tourism. There are special travel agents who handle MICE tourism. Because in MICE tourism, the expectation and the demand from the passengers, the traveler, are different from a leisure traveler. The attention is more on such hotel, such services, such product, which are linked to business travel. major conference happening in a big hotel that has facility for 800 to 1,000 attendees of the conference, number of rooms available in that property, and so on. So that's a MICE tourism. MICE, as I read out for you, exposition, exhibition, could be event, anything that you can want to pick it up. But generally, meeting incentives. What is incentive? Anything, anyone who has done certain thing achievable and achieved it. So to say thank you or to promote certain thing and attract someone to join that to learn, an incentive, patting on the back of someone and saying, yes, you have done good. So patting on the shoulder, you have done good. Okay, come. This is an offer to you. Learn from others' experience, how they have been successful. Try to replicate it in your markets. All those are sort of an incentive. Say, example, Jio mobile connection and service provider in particular area number one are picked up and brought for an incentive meeting wherein experiences would be shared and likewise. So that's business travel. As stated earlier, business travel account for 11% of inbound tourism internationally. People travel internationally. There are special event groups. There are special tour operators who arrange MICE tourism. There are promotional boards that have been set up. Thai Convention and Exhibition Bureau, India Convention and Exhibition Bureau, where they handle various of all the component of MICE, be meeting, incentive, conference, or events, exhibition, or exposition. They would be handling that. There are special boards who offer certain incentives to all these type of traveler who go down there. A meeting individual business traveler for that matter, single traveler not going as a group but holding a business meeting, they want to have one-on-one interaction with the business partner in different location. Someone going to discuss some business activities in Frankfurt, commercial, financial meeting. So one-on-one, it's not going to be a big get-together where a lot of identical interest people would be joining, but one-on-one. So that's a meeting. Incentive tips offered as a reward, as I said, or a job or a perk aimed to motivate employees. So all the employees of different particular product would be called inside an incentive offered to an automobile industry. So different dealers from different cities would be called for an incentive get together. Anywhere they would select, could be a hill station, could be a resort, and a lot of interaction happens. Everybody share their experiences, share the success story, which are replicated by others, or sort of motivations for others. These are all part of business tourism. Conference, conventions, and seminars, and trade fairs. Now, these are some sort of expositions, exhibitions, or event that happen in tourism. As I said to you, the incentives, the MICE industry is a very promising industry. It will show growth compared to the leisure little later in the post-COVID scenario, but surely it will emerge sooner or later because you would need to put faces on the names that you have been dealing in the current COVID era. You would like to sign certain documentation. You would like on one meet, you would like to discuss various business offers, dealings, learn from others. So MICE would definitely come up, but little later, not as fast as leisure would come bounce back very faster. So many industry organizations have annual conference for select delegates. So for example, I was giving example of automobile industry. So automobile industry worldwide would invite top dealers from different countries for a meet. Likewise, a conference of on medical conference with the new development, new technology, say gamma surgery. Or for example, some new research on heart ailment, and a conference is happening of doctors related to the heart, or any such medical new development trend, the treatment that would have come, and they would like. So all medical team or medical experts, doctors practicing, would go and attend that to learn the new technology, new understanding. So all these type of business tourism happen. A wide range of organization hold an annual conference or convention which may be attended by hundreds of people, many of whom will need to travel and stay away from home, usually for 2 or 3 nights. This happens in a lot, in big number. You remember about 5, 6, or 6, 7 years back, Alibaba, the famous group from China, took all his employees on a trip wherein he picked up all their employees to learn the success story of their group. So employees at different level were called by them, and they attended a conference where all success stories, including element of entertainment, was added as an event. And that was a very, that is a, many groups hold these type of business tourism activities. Expositions are exhibition, trade fairs, and events that are held to showcase some product or culture. For example, I gave you the example of Auto Expo, held annually at New Delhi, or art exhibition and fashion week held in major cities of India and the world. So these type of exposition keep happening. We do have permanent exhibition grounds. Say for example, the famous Goregaon, Bombay exhibition ground at Goregaon near Nesco, or Pragati Maidan at New Delhi. These are permanent ground for these type of expositions. The face uplifted, the renovation of Pragati Maidan is a permanent ground. Likewise, you have got permanent ground at Dubai for all such exhibition that keep happening near World Trade Center in Dubai. And likewise, all over the world, you have got, say for example, in London, Earls Court, they have an exhibition ground where world travel market used to happen. Dubai's Arabian travel market happens there. The trade fair related to tourism I'm talking. Likewise, ITB, International Tourism Bourse, has a permanent ground in Berlin, Germany, where trade fair related to tourism happen, and so on and so forth. So exposition take place, trade fairs are happening, and that's part of a business tourism. The demand of business tourism is different from a leisure traveler. Of course, as a recreational activity, and some niche component will be added to business travel to make it different and at the same time entertaining. Other than the normal activities which are success story, sharing experiences, sharing the activities that any particular market was successful would be putting up, there is an element of entertainment and networking session that happen where people talk to them, one another, in possibly in an evening where a cocktail reception would happen, or during dinner people keep talking and interact with one another. It involves traveling to conference. Now it requires Many a time they have higher budget than a leisure traveler that stay in a particular type of hotel where business centers are available, where there are major conference center, where different type of sittings are arranged to accommodate and listen to the speaker, which could run into hundreds of people sitting and listening to the key speakers. All that type of requirements are there. So MICE tourism, business travel, always give a higher revenue to any company, any travel agency, any tour operator, because the quality is required is totally different from a leisure traveler. The hotels required are combined hotel that offers conference facility within the same building, including the number of rooms that are being offered, and so on and so forth. So companies pay to have stall or display at the trade fair to show off their products. So spending capacity, the requirement for business travel is totally different from a leisure travel. Even the other tourism product provided, moving from one area to another. Suppose they are going to visit a particular factory from that conference center. So luxury buses requirement, a guide requirement, arrangement of staying, offering lunch at the grounds. All these are part of business tourism. VFR, one component that after leisure we would be picking up and has started picking up. People are traveling to meet visiting friends and relatives. In culturally diverse and social country like India, people travel within the country for family events, celebration, or just spending a weekend visit. So for example, I gave the example of some golden jubilee or some ritual or some marriage happening. Any function related to a social activity, people travel to meet group of friends, group of relatives. Typical reason are the family events that may include naming ceremony, weddings, birthday parties, anniversaries, and rituals. Many other could be the reason for travel. Thank you so much.